Hi, welcome to Talk Chinese. My name is Xiaolan. Today, we want to teach you how to say sky in Chinese. We have Neil Atbrook. Hi, Neil, 你好.
Hi, it's good to be here.
Thank you. Right, Neil, you are a photographer specializing in aerial photography.
It's one of the areas I most enjoy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yep, I saw your work on the website and Facebook. It's really impressive.
Yeah. Photography is one of those things which enables you to look at the world in a different way. And certainly from on high, the mm-hmm. world does look very different.
Right. Okay. So before we dive into your area of interest or one of them, let's learn how to say sky in Chinese. We say 天空.
天空.
That's it. 天, that's actually sky.
Right.
Originally. And then the character, it's a person, stretch the arms wide. Of course, that means big in Chinese. And on top of this person, we had a horizontal stroke to indicate above.
Right.
So, and in ancient time, because people were afraid of nature, and they, in a way, respect nature, because the nature, the weather, the climate, everything just affected their day-to-day life. So they had a lot of respect over what's going on out there in the air. So they wanted to show the respect. They put a big person there and the horizontal stroke. So that means sky. And then the second word, 空.
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 Yeah, 空 is the second word. And then that means empty. So actually, ancient Chinese people were pretty smart. They realized that is the whole universe is the state of emptiness. The universe is the state of emptiness. So 空 means empty.
So it includes the whole of space.
The whole of space. Mm. And the character is combined with two building blocks. One is the cave. The right. other one is the work.
Right.
So imagine people make a cave. The way to make a cave useful is the empty space.
Right. Yeah.
So, 天空 together, that means sky.
天空.
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 Yes. So, both are first tone. 天空.
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 天空. And 天 can also mean a day.
Right.
Yeah. In addition to sky, that means also a day. And that, for example, if you say 天天 together, and you double up 天, that means every day.
天天.
天天. And 天空 is the sky. And then, if you want to say the atmosphere, the yeah. air, we say 空气.
空气.
Yeah. 气. Do you remember the 海气?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's the same 气.
Right.
So 气, that means the air flowing, and 空气 together, that means the atmosphere.
Right.
Yeah,
right.
So we have to breathe in the air, 空气.
空气.
Yeah, so when we say a country, for example, in London, in the 19th century, the air was not that good. So we say 空气不好.
空气不好.
Yeah, 好 is good.
Right.
不 is no, not good. 空气不好.
空气不好.
Yeah, 空气不好. When the air was polluted, we say 空气不好. But when the air is good, we say 空气好.
空气好.
Yeah, 空气好.
Yeah.
So that means the air is fresh.
Not bad today, actually.
Not bad today at all. And then in many places in the world, the air pollution has been a problem. So yes. air 空气不好.
Yes.
Yeah, yeah, but I think people are getting more aware of it. So 空气, is getting better.
I think it is. Yeah. It is. Well, I hope so.
I hope so. Yeah, yeah, we have to be optimistic and then be aware of that.
Mm.
Right. So let's go back to your 天空 photography. Right. When did you start and how did you come up with the idea?
I just happened to have a good friend who owned a small little plane. And he was prepared to take me up. And this friend I had met 30, 40 years ago as a student.
Mm-hmm.
So I'd known him a long time. And he has this little plane, which he kept in a barn in a field somewhere out in the Gloucestershire countryside. And so we would take off from this tiny little field, scattering the farm animals as we went. And that's how I started learning aerial photography. It was a fixed plane, an overhead wing. And actually, as we flew along, I had to lean out of the plane and open the side canopy just so that I could have a clearer view.
With harness, I hope? you are clipped on to the airplane?
Well, we had seat belts.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. So yeah, we had a lot of fun. In fact, we crashed twice on landing because it was such a narrow little strip of land.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And a very, very small plane. It was bigger than a microlight, but it wasn't a big...
I hope everybody was safe there.
Yeah, we went off the end of the runway once or twice.
Right, okay. That's a lot of adventure. So to say the aerial photography, we say 空拍.
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 Yeah, 空, it's the same. 空 means empty, and here just the short form to describe sky. And 拍... That's the verb we mm-hmm. use to indicate taking the pictures.
Pai.
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 Yeah, it's like a pie, P-I.
Yeah.
Yeah, life of pie. And yeah, then yeah. First tone, kong pai.
Kong pai.
Yeah, so taking the picture from the air, kong pai.
Kong pai.
Yep. And then tian is quite a useful word. As we said, that also means the day. And then to say heaven, we say tian tang.
Tian Tang.
Tian Tang.
Tian Tang.
Yeah, Tian is the same. Tang means the court or the hall, and that means like a palace or the church, a big building with ceremonial purposes. So Tian Tang is
tian
the
tang.
Tian Tang. That's the heaven.
Oh, that's brilliant.
Now there's an extra one. Tian Shi.
Tian Shu.
Okay, Tian is sky. Shi
yeah.
is messenger. So the messenger from the sky. Who are those people?
Could be an angel. I don't know.
They are angels. Yeah, so to say angels, Tian Shi.
Tian Shu.
Tian Shi. And the beauty about Chinese is the grammar is very easy. So there is no singular or plural. So when we say Tian Shi, that could be one of them. Or could be many of them.
Right.
It doesn't matter unless you want to specify how many. And you put how many in front.
Right.
Right. So you see, we can expand from Tian into many other words and they are all sort of related.
I see. I should tell you, mm-hmm. by the way, that I don't fly in little planes anymore. It's all in helicopters, so I am strapped in now.
Right. Okay. Yeah. I just want to make sure that health and safety is important matter here.
Exactly. And in the end, my friend, he crashed on landing and wrote off the plane. So that was the end of that. But
right.
he's got a much better one now, which is much safer.
Okay.
But not appropriate for aerial photography.
Yeah.
So.
No. Safety is most important thing. Although even for art, it's not worth it.
No.
Okay, thank you so much, Neil, for joining us. Today we talk about sky, 天空. To say the air, we say 天气. Heaven, 天堂. Angel, 天使. Aerial photography, 空拍. I hope you enjoyed this episode. Please don't forget to rate us, review us, and share what you have learned. 再见, Neil. 再见. Thank you.
Thank you very much.